Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, my name is Belali, and I was just a guest on Me, Her, and Everything Else podcast with Stephanie Coker Ademinogu. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. My name is Stephanie Coker Ademinogu, and I have a very special guest in the studio. One of my favorite people in the media entertainment space. It is Bolanle.
Hey, babe.
Hey, girl. TV presenter. Hey. Documentary filmmaker. Fashionista.
Small.
Everything. Always busy. Never not working. So.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really hard to get her here. Cause I know
no,
her schedule,
it wasn't.
No, I mean, like, her schedule. I already knew off the bat that Bolanle is a hardworking woman. She's working 24/7, and I just love it. You know, you're always, you've got the drive. You know, you've got the drive and what it takes.
Thank you.
To sustain your relevance in
Thank
this
you.
Industry. So yeah, I knew you'd be booked and busy, but not too busy for me.
No,
baby.
Actually, I really wanted to come, and I knew I was just like, I think I know the feeling of when like you're putting together a show and you're just trying to make sure that you're getting it out. Mm-hmm. So I was willing to move whatever I needed to move for you.
Oh, see, women supporting women, of course. So today we are talking about something that you're very vocal online. So I thought, okay, this would be a good topic.
You think so?
Yeah, you are. You know, you tweet a lot.
I do tweet a lot.
You talk about things that are happening that are affecting Nigeria, that are affecting Nigerians, things that are relatable. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so today we're talking about oversharing online.
Ooh.
And would I say the dark side? The good and the bad.
She said the dark side.
Yeah, because there's some dark sides of oversharing. Yeah. So what really inspired this topic, I was like, okay, you know what? Let's talk about this now, was Will Smith.
Mm.
So when I first saw the Will Smith clip, right, I thought it was a joke. I didn't see what Chris Rock had said.
Right.
I didn't see the joke. I didn't hear it. But I thought off the bat, like, oh, okay, it must be a red something from the whole August-ish drama and the Red Table Talk interviews. Yeah. And I was like, oh, gosh, you see, this is from them oversharing, giving us too much information.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember there were jokes online. People were like, oh, gosh, this couple, they're giving us things that we don't need to, like, they're just giving us too much tea right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're tired of them. They need to just shut up.
Yeah.
And I thought that joke stemmed from there, but apparently it was about her alopecia and stuff like that. So, in saying that, do you think the Smiths have overshared?
So, you know, I find their dynamics to be very interesting. And I think they're both, like, really talented people who have done very well for themselves. I definitely have never really understood the concept of red. I think it's red table talk, right?
Yeah.
And I've always just seen that a lot of times people are just looking for sound bites and ways to make a mockery out of you. Right. And when it comes to sharing like that online, most times people are never going to watch the full interview.
Yeah.
They're only going to watch snippets, clips, little bites, you know. And of course, I understand why the Smiths are doing it, because they have a wonderful partnership with Facebook. Like, they're getting paid bank for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that side of me that's the content creator that understands it's a business. Mm-hmm. But then there's the other side of me that is a consumer. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm like, y'all are actually married. Like, that's your relationship.
Yeah, yeah. But where do you draw the line? I think that's where the issue is.
Yeah.
Bank. Your actual private life.
But you know, Stephanie, this is really interesting, because my friends and I have always talked about this, and I've always wondered, you know, like, when I get married, you know, there's a lot of money in YouTube marriages. And when I say YouTube marriages, I mean couples creating content together. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of money in it. Like, if you want to blow tomorrow, go and find yourself a nice partner and do TikTok dances with him from morning to night. People are going to love you. But at what risk? At what stake?
Yes, yes.
You know, you see a lot of people on YouTube where they get married and, or they start living together, because it generates a lot of views, and then, you know, it falls apart, and you're kind of like, I always wonder, I'm like, did it fall apart because of exposure, or did it fall apart because it was meant to fall apart? But I do feel like with the Smiths, there's a lot of the content where I just don't get it. Like, the whole entanglement thing, that was wild.
It was so wild that it seemed like it wasn't real. It was so like, wait, hold on. Are we really watching this man break down in front of our eyes?
Yeah.
And is his wife really in an entanglement with this younger dude?
And we keep using the word entanglement. Yes. I mean, at the end of the day, maybe they define it as entanglement because they have a consensus where you can have relationships with other people, allegedly.
Right.
But even at that, marriage, it looks like that.
Yeah, I mean, they were all doing their own thing, and then they came back to tell us all about it.
Exactly.
So like, so now, talking about like that whole bank thing, people have said, oh, okay, this is my job. You know, there are content creators that say, okay, this is my job. I know there's one popular dancer right now.
Yeah.
She's going through, I actually feel really bad for her.
Yeah.
Because I understand that it's her job, but where do you draw the line? Because her husband obviously came online and said that they're getting a divorce, and people are, and the thing is, there's now this online jury, family court.
Yes.
Where people now feel like, okay, let's hear your, they even make online mockery in-laws. In comments. Okay, what's your side of the story?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear this version. We, the online in-laws, will judge the case for you. But that's the thing. These are people's real lives. These are real human beings. Where do you draw the line? And do you think people like that should be online still working? Because obviously, if you have heartbreak in your house and you work in an office, you'll still have to go to the office.
Definitely.
But when you're online, how do you break it up?
So that's the thing, is that, you know,
going?
It's crazy, because with us who do a lot of our lives online, there are different versions, right? So you and I, we create content online. We're lifestyle influencers, but at the same time, we curate a lot of what we put online.
Right.
Like, there's a lot. Like, I've never posted anyone that I'm in a relationship with. So that's a huge part of my life that's just not online.
Don't post it.
You know what I mean?
There's a ring, darling.
Exactly.
That is my motto. If you ain't got a ring on it, you ain't coming on my IG.
Yeah, so you just don't exist.
No. Because how many people will I delete from my grid?
Exactly. So, you know, I think that you can do that. But then for Cora, this is what you're referring to, a lot of her content is about family life. And it's about her relationship with her husband and moving to America and her kids. Mm-hmm. And they do dances together.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about, do you remember Adana? Adana and David.
Okay, yes.
Do you remember how they blew?
Yes.
They used to dance together. But you know what's interesting? He doesn't really appear in her videos as much as he used to.
Anymore, right?
Yeah, and I don't know why. We have no idea why. But I do believe that you can navigate and pick and choose what you want to do on your page.
I agree.
Just because you start one way doesn't mean you have to continue. But there's something that we have to understand, is that if, you know, Cora is now a single mom, really, social media is her livelihood.
Yeah, but
like, that's where she makes money from.
Yes, I agree. But the thing right now is, I feel like her mental health is being affected by her constantly feeling that she needs to come online to talk to people. It might also be helping her, like some type of therapy, but to be honest, I feel like people like that in those situations, she's going through a life change and she's almost like breaking down in front of our eyes.
Definitely.
And people online are there to get entertainment. They want to be entertained. They're not trying to be your therapist.
Yeah.
So it's like having a boundary and having that, you know, line where it's like, okay, I'm at work, but I need to go off for a week.
Yeah.
I'm on sick leave. Because if you're in the office exactly. and you had issues, you yeah. probably would say, okay, at some point, if it was really bad, you'd say, okay, yeah. I want to go on a sick leave.
No, so I think this is, you make such valid points there, because when you think about it, right, social media is the biggest blessing and the biggest curse ever. Yeah. Like, it's, if you say it's not, then you have not experienced the social media mm-hmm. that we're talking about. And the truth about social media is that it's extremely addictive.
Yeah.
And the validation that you get from people mm-hmm. is extremely addictive. And it can become your identity. Yeah. So you can have moods being triggered by whether or not people like you online yep. or people don't. Whether or not people respond to your pictures or people don't. And I think that at some point, like you're saying, there's nowhere where it's a healthy experience to have mm-hmm. with social media. So there is a place for her to be offline, but then there's also the place where it's a distraction. Do you understand? Like, mm-hmm. if, you know what? We are going through heartbreak. And, you know, people are going to be like, oh, she's not heartbroken. She's not even showing anything. She has a specific type of personality that seems like she's kind of like, man, I know yeah. they cry for sure. Do you yeah. understand? Like, yeah. I'm not showing you guys any of my emotions. So I try to give grace where I see mm-hmm. people might need grace. But I also get, yeah, if that was me, I would definitely be offline.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be online.
And then that just reminds me of people like Beyonce. You could never, ever. And I'm like, this is why emotions. She has never, ever been interested in this whole like social media realm. And we're like, oh, she's kind of getting left. Well, some people like she's kind of like losing touch because she's not moving with the train. But
right.
sometimes I wonder, she doesn't need to, because at the yeah. end of the day, what good is it going to do her, really? Because yeah. at some point, something is going to happen and you're going to have to come online to explain to people. And that could be very draining. You're dealing with something offline and then yeah. having to deal with it online as well is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that with Kanye. Like, Kanye's whole... Ow!
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. I am so sorry.
Like, I...
Girl, don't try me with that.
In 2022, I did not believe that Kanye was going to throw a kid under the bus
and
like
I
that.
Used to defend Kanye. I was like, this man is trying to spread the gospel of the Lord. Like, Kanye disappointed me so much. And not only disappointed me, it's scary. Mm. And it's stalkerish. And it's not normal.
No, it's not normal.
You know, and it's not even oversharing. That one has left.
Yeah, he's
and left the chat. And at the end of the day, you know, we're going to say he definitely has mental issues.
Yeah.
He has mental health issues that need to be addressed. But yeah, no. But you know, going back to Beyonce's thing, I think what people need to understand is that Beyonce understands social media.
Mm.
Social media, a company like Instagram, Twitter, you don't own the property.
No.
You do not own your page. Mm-hmm. At any point, Stephanie, today, yeah. you can't open your Instagram.
Please,
but can you see why Stephanie's saying, please, because we put so much work into this platform yeah. that doesn't actually belong to us.
No, it doesn't.
And even Beyonce knows that. The pictures don't belong to you, which is why she only posts on her website. Then she posts one or two pictures on her Instagram because she understands property and intellectual mm. rights. So, you know, when we're thinking about social media and you're thinking about the way you consume content and whether you're on there or not, please always remember that what you're putting out there, you're working for the man.
The man, yeah.
You're not working for yourself.
Yeah.
Unless you have your own email list or your own website,
mm-hmm.
you don't own anything. You don't have a community.
No,
like, if you don't
right.
have it on your own database, you literally can use your page at any time.
Yeah.
It's only like YouTube and podcasts like you're doing mm-hmm. that are safe spaces for actually saying you're building a community.
Right.
Do you understand
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think people don't understand what social media really is.
Yeah, no. And what you're saying, I've seen people really break down when they lose their Instagram page or their Twitter page. And then you realize that, wow, you're really controlled by this app. And it's like, you are a slave to an algorithm.
Yes.
You keep, the way it's even modeled, it's like, you keep scrolling. There's no end.
Look,
you can't just keep scrolling.
Do you know there are some times where I'll be so ashamed that I'm scrolling on Instagram. So I've now found a way to scroll where it doesn't look like I'm scrolling, like if I'm in public. Because I just feel like, I'm like, must I always be scrolling? Like,
yeah, no.
Our hands are like this, addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do now is when I'm not posting, I usually just delete it. But I found that if I'm going through a lot emotionally, I don't do that because it's kind of like a distraction and a crutch for me.
Right.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm just like on my timeline, like distracting myself from what's really going on in my life and stuff.
Yeah. And I guess people do come onto Instagram for like that whole comedic therapy aspect of feeling like, okay, let me just zone out. Let me just get away from my problems and look at other people's problems. Or because when people see that, okay, maybe someone's marriage has crashed or something bad has happened to someone, they're like, oh, I don't know if it makes them feel better. And yes. It's weird, but people feel like, okay, well, this person's life is not as perfect as it seemed online. Yes. And I think that's why Nigerians especially tend to, I don't know if it's jubilate, but they don't jubilate, but it's almost like their sadness is not really sincere. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, so their marriage is over. Ah, well, to be honest, I didn't think you would lash out.
But definitely. And there's a lot of like, because you have to understand, especially if it's like someone who's well known or like popular or like maybe affluent or something like that, there's kind of like this, oh, wow. I'll tell you an example. Someone said to me recently, so I was sharing something at church. It was like a testimony and I was talking about kind of like a hard time I was going through and stuff like that. And she bumped into me and she said, you know, it was really refreshing for me to hear that and to hear you to be so honest about what you were going through, because it's kind of nice to know that, like, she said basically kind of like, oh, you know, people who are successful or the rich also cry or something like that.
Yeah.
And I understood what she was saying, but I also was like, why do you have to know that I have problems?
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
what does that do for you?
What does it do for you that, you know, I get it. She didn't mean it in any bad way, but I just thought it was weird to go up to someone and be like, oh my gosh, I'm really glad that you were able to, you know, I feel, basically she was saying, I feel better knowing that you guys also have problems. Like, it just shows that everyone has problems.
Well, obviously everybody has problems, but clearly it's not that obvious and it's because of the curation. Like on Instagram, I'm not going to come and tell you, okay, I had an argument with my husband this morning. He got on my nerves. And then, you know, put a caption and be like, oh, my husband's such a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to do that? They're not going to do that. But obviously that will happen because nothing is perfect. Nobody is perfect.
Of course.
No relationship is perfect. But people actually tend to believe, and it's weird, but it's, how do you believe that these people will not have problems?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think that there's something about social media that has made us, the same way we pick and choose what we post, people also consume it in the same way, in that this is real.
Yeah.
And I understand why, because I'm a very, what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. And I believe everyone posts like that as well.
Yeah. But they don't.
But they don't.
They don't. And
I didn't realize that. I am very, what you see is what you get. Mm. I don't need to do more than I can do.
Yes.
Do you understand? But I didn't realize that. So I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. If you do this, you are doing this. If you won this award, you won this award. I don't see why you're going to twist it to make another story. Go there.
But you know, when they say like on Instagram, okay, it's like a facade.
Mm-hmm.
And then people believe that certain people have this personality or they do certain things and that's why their lifestyle is like this and like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because people actually form Voltrons for people and they're like, no, I swear to you, this person is the nicest person. And you're like, how do you know? Have you met this person? Oh, no, I follow her on Instagram. She's like so nice. She's like this. And it's like, really? They literally absorb that person's personality and believe it's gospel that this is how this person is. They could never be mean to you. They could never be rude. They could never shoot someone. They could never steal someone's husband. They couldn't do that. They couldn't do all these things because of the persona that they have presented online.
Right.
And that's the thing. People pick and choose what they want to share.
Of course.
So in doing that, you have created this, it's almost like a whole nother human being.
It is.
So when people meet you offline, yeah, they might still get that, but you might not be living that reality.
Yes.
And that's like just when people are forming now. When they go somewhere, they don't even eat at the restaurant. They go and sit down. They go and buy maybe water. They take a picture there. It's something as simple as that.
Yeah.
You can say that you can't really afford to eat here. But because of Instagram, you've gone there to sit there and take that picture. Now, if somebody says, okay, this person, she's, you know, working hard. She can afford to go out to eat at this restaurant. No, she can't. She goes
right. So this is a really cool point. This is a really interesting topic. And I think point what you're saying is that, so now, if a content creator does that, what do we see? Do you see what I'm saying? So for example, I'll give you an example. When I went to Turkey, 2 years ago, I was there for 2 days or 1 day, but I had 5 looks, Stephanie, 5 different outfits, and I must show all of them. So what did I do? The restaurant, they were fine with it. I think I'd already, they said all I needed to do was buy breakfast. You understand? And I can take as many pictures as I want. So I took pictures. I went to the bathroom, My dear, I wasn't talking for 5 days according to Instagram.
Yeah, do you understand?
So do we excuse content creators?
So do we? That's the question.
Because now, okay, here's another example. People, this one, first class, right? So you're flying on a plane. And people used to do this a lot.
Nah, bro, don't say what you're going to say.
No, exactly. Because that is now like
Say what you're going to say because we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it's like deception. Because what you've done now, you're creating content. That's not bad. You in a restaurant, that's fine. But now you are alluding that your lifestyle is different, or you are on, let's say, first class, right? So you have two outfits. You are on first, you say you're on first class, you take a picture, right? And then you go back to sit in economy. And then you've taken two pictures, sorry.
Okay.
And then on Instagram, you've taken a picture in first class, you've taken a picture in first class twice, right? And it's like, okay, she flies first class. She's got, you know, you're giving this perception.
Do they even allow people to do that? Will an air
Apparently, because people do it. Me, see me as I am, yeah. People that know me. See, if I'm flying premium economy, you might not see me post it all.
Right.
Like, I'll not be like, oh, like, cause I don't think it's post worthy, do you understand? Right. But if I'm going to, I'm rugged. Like, if I need to do anything in this life and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do business, the ticket is 5 million. I'm not paying that right now. I'm going to just get it and, you know, do it and come back. Like, especially because of, I don't front. Right. If I have this, I have this. I'm not going to now be like, oh, Instagram. Oh, they need to know that I have this. Me, I always said I didn't want that Birkin bag yet. Because I thought it was a waste of money. That's how I don't like wasting money.
Give it to me
but
now.
But then I don't want this. Like, wait, this bag is kind of nice. Okay. So I started saying that, okay, I actually like that bag.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Because it always felt I didn't like it. But I will not do something because everybody's doing it online. So that's what happens with people that try to keep up with Instagram
appearances,
but
so my question now is, okay, so with first class, what if you paid for a first class ticket and you change your outfit because you want to make it seem as if you're flying frequently? So where do we draw the line?
See that premium and that first class
and economy,
and
economy one, that's much.
That's, you are a liar. You are a liar.
It's a lot. Did we not tell people to fake it till they make it? Did we not tell them?
Well, okay, so now.
And you guys, I'm literally, like, when I tell you I don't do this, I literally live my life according to what I have. But I'm just saying, did we not tell people to fake it?
But I think so, you're right. I understand it, actually, when you put it like that. Because if you see a girl in first class or a guy in first class, right?
Yeah.
On the Instagram, you know, we judge people by, well, what's your IG? You say, okay, you're not a, and the thing is, it's bad, but it's now like, okay, you're not a bum. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it, but you're on a certain level. So I'll place you a bit higher because maybe you're flying a certain cabin class, right? Or you're on a private jet.
Yes.
So people are like, okay, this person is going to perceive me in this manner. So let me do this. Let people are going to perceive me in that manner. But,
and also business wise.
Yeah, but
as well.
It's fake. It's completely fake.
And I do not adhere to it. I think that it is putting way too much pressure on people. It's making people feel inadequate because people are looking at, people who don't do it are looking at other people and they're like, wow, how does this person have this money? Some people are making money, but some people are coding and they're packaging.
Yeah, interesting. Do you understand?
No, I'm just saying, Steph, because it's not healthy. Like, I'll give you an example. I was in a parking lot recently and, you know, something as much as in a parking lot, young girl, she's taking pictures, creating content, posing in front of different cars that don't belong to you. Do you understand? And I get it because the aesthetic is good for Instagram.
Yeah.
But there's always this question of what is true and what is not true. Mm-hmm. And where's the place in people seeing a journey? You're allowed to not have so much money at 25.
Yeah, you are.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to be figuring it out at 40. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I feel like there's this place where social media me says today you must have money, you're nobody.
Yeah,
that's literally what online world is telling people.
Yes, it is, and it's putting a lot of pressure on young people.
A lot of pressure,
and that's why they will always pick like, okay, let me not stand in front of a Honda, let me stand in front of somebody's G-Wagon.
Oh yeah, but Stephanie, let me ask you this: you and I have discussed this thing. Oh yeah, you post the Honda. Shit, I did double tapping your picture.
No.
You post your new push presents that your husband goes for you. I did not double tap it.
You are right, sis. And that's the thing. And I always knew that, but I said, I cannot feed into this because this is just a part of my life that I don't even feel, because I feel like it's like bragging, but I realized that that's what Instagram wants. That's what people that follow you want. They want to see that. And it's like, okay, so will I now be like, immature and be like, okay, look, new watch, like every minute, like, oh, come on now. That's, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But, then, but that's what they want.
So now this is where, again, and I don't know why I'm doing this because I literally do not adhere to any of this, but
you actually don't.
I honestly like to see things from a very vantage point. Yeah. And I also see social media. For me, it's a content, it's a community, it's a business, it is an opportunity to impact people. So if you are a luxury lifestyle influencer, mm-hmm. I don't think it's about whether or not you show up. I think it's about the spirits behind your posts. I say that energy and essence is so powerful.
Mm.
And there are people online who they flex, and I'll call it flex. They show their houses, they show their cars, they show this. But for some reason, it comes across as very innocent. And it doesn't come across as Nami do pass everybody or pepper them.
Mm.
And I think that's because you can tell when someone has that motive versus when someone is just like, this is my life.
Yeah, this exactly.
Or
yeah.
This is content or this is luxury.
Yeah.
And I'm a luxury influencer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even think it's about what people post. I think it's about energy, honestly. Yeah,
if you're a luxury influencer, should you not be living a luxury life then?
Yes, no.
Yes, but that's the problem, I think, because some people aren't actually luxury influencers, but they want to be luxury influencers. So they have to go above and beyond. And that's when that whole first class thing comes
right.
in, because it's like, oh, I'm a luxury influencer, so let me pretend that, oh, this is what obviously they expect of me. I'm supposed to be in first class.
Right.
Or I'm on television.
Right.
People assume that you should have a lot of money because you're a celebrity.
Right.
No, because let me be very honest, before I got married, I didn't have like Chanel, Dior, all these things. I didn't have these things because my job was paying, how much is that? Please, how much presenters get? we didn't get that much.
It wasn't that much.
Actors weren't getting that much. So I was like, okay, here's my Zara bag, here's my Michael Kors bag. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what has happened over the years is that Instagram and people and following people are like, no. They feel like, oh, I have to have.
And I remember the year it switched. I will never forget. It was 2018.
Girl, not switched.
It was 2018. Yeah, that no, but you're literally right. Just went like this. Yeah, I'll never forget.
But that's the thing. It's the transparency. I believe that I'm quite transparent. I mean, it's quite obvious. I don't think anyone thinks that I got one job that's paying me like $1 million now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, but also businesses as well. But what I'm saying is people aren't honest online, and with completely. The oversharing aspect of it, it's hand in hand now, because people feel like they need to overshare, and it's the same way they feel like they need to show a certain life because that's what Instagram and their followers want.
Right.
But then do you not end up losing yourself and your own identity in the process?
Not only losing yourself, you constantly are not, you don't have contentment and you don't have joy.
That's it.
And I think for me, like when I think about what, like the most important things for me, and you know, when people ask me, they're like, oh, you seem so chilled, you know, you're really down to earth, da, da, da. And I just say, I'm like, because of the most important thing, my values, what is most important to me in this life, joy and being at peace.
Mm.
Anything that's going to take away my joy, that will take away my peace, I am not interested in it.
Mm.
There's no amount of, and I say that because you can make decisions where you're like, oh, you know, this is a good decision for me, but then you're left without the joy. And I can't. There's no amount of money that can mask that for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a value basis thing. Like some people are willing to risk it all.
Yes.
For the bag.
For the bag. Yeah, that's it.
Which is, you know, it is what it is. That's
on them. Yeah, but then it is really about the whole, are you open to sharing?
Yeah.
How much of a risk are you willing to take? Because people that say that, okay, they're going to show off their partners, for example, and make an income from that, they don't understand sometimes that by doing that, you have put your relationship on front row for everybody to look into and pick apart.
Most definitely.
And when things go wrong, it's almost like you owe them an explanation because this is, you have been entertaining them with your private life.
Mm-hmm.
So when it goes tits up, it's like, oh, well, what happened?
Yeah.
Where's your husband? We need to know.
You know, it's like when we were like, please respect our privacy. Oh, and you're like, you were making money from the publicity. Yeah. Now you want us to respect your privacy.
You know, I think when Two Face said that everybody should remove to not talk about his family problems anymore with his wife and stuff. And everyone was like, okay, they're quiet now. And then I think something happened. And people were like, yeah, but you told us not to put mouth. Now we're not putting our mouth, I beg. Anything to do with you and your family, we're not, you know. Yeah. So it's like, where do you draw the line? Where do the boundaries
I think if you have wisdom and if you understand, you and your partner need to be aligned. I think one thing is for sure, if you plan on being a public online couple, you both need to be aligned and agree to it. I don't think it should be one person who's doing it and the other person is obliging the person.
Yeah.
Because one day there's going to be a resentment there of some sort. And the other person is not invested. The stakes are not as high. But, you know, you can also say you're doing it for your partner because you're happy. For example, there's some people who do it and you don't know anything about their relationship. I'll give you an example. You know, the Scots, Chrissy and Desmond.
Okay.
You've probably seen their videos before. Her husband is really, really funny. They have two kids.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
We
don't know anything about them. There's nothing. You know nothing about them. You don't know how many siblings they have. You don't know who their friends are. All she does is post funny videos of her and her husband. And he doesn't even have Instagram.
Right.
Right? But there's like an Instagram couple who make a lot of money from their content.
Yeah.
So
I think it's you kind of need to figure
there's a way. They have shown me that you can do it.
Yeah.
You can be online, but not online.
Yes. And that's it. Being online, right? But not being online.
Exactly. People feel like a lot of times they owe it to others to tell them everything, and you don't really owe it to anybody. You always need to remember that, what is your purpose and your reasoning for being online? Whatever it is, those objectives, you need to be meeting them.
Yeah.
It's not just a place where you're just faffing around, because like I said, you don't own any of it.
Yeah.
So, you know,
if you're creating a photo album on Instagram, fine. Keep it at that. You don't have to do influencer stuff. But
exactly.
I think people get confused and they're like absorbing everything. Like, oh, okay, maybe I should be influencer. Maybe I should do this. You're not living the same life as these people, and celebrities are totally different from influencers. And
look,
people don't even understand that. As
like people, and I think people don't, you know, the other day, someone said to me about social media, and you know, he was like, so people actually like pay you to post stuff? And I'm like, what do you think I'm doing on there?
Yeah.
Like, am I playing games? And I found it fascinating because he then goes to my social media and he's like, oh, okay. You know, your social media looks real. It doesn't look like you're living a fake life. And I'll say, what does that mean? So I now asked him, and I said, what does that mean? What does a fake life mean? And I said, you know how they do it. I said, but if those people have the money to live the life they're living, why is it fake? Why must you always assume it's fake? Do you understand? And I get what he was saying, that, you know, there's not like designer bags all over my page. Like, I'm not flying pirate jets all over the place. Do you understand? Like, there's a little sprinkle of luxury here and there, but it seems authentic.
And when he met you in real life offline, it matched, right?
That's what he also said. He's like, you look like your Instagram. And I said, okay, fine. And I get what you're saying. But you guys also realize that Instagram, people need to understand that social media is like television now.
Yes.
They keep trying to make social media seem like it should reflect your everyday life. And that's not what it is anymore.
No, it's not.
It is a curation of whatever you want people to believe it is. So the sooner we understand that, the sooner we can free people from fake life.
Yeah, no, you're right.
At the end of the day.
Because that's why people, you see all these Instagram, gurus, or the people that help you online, they'll say, okay, look at what your followers like. What do they like? Do they like it when you're with your kids or this and that? So it's like, okay, so should I be posting this? Because I know people enjoy family life, but I have a family, but I'm not going to be posting them 24/7.
Yeah.
Because why should I? Just because of money? No. And that's because I've drawn a line there. Like,
exactly.
I will post what I want to do. I will do the type of business that I want to do with them, but I'm not going to be a slave to, because it's going to get more engagement. And I think that's what,
and it's a whole different market as well, Steph.
Yeah.
And I think that's so respectable that you've chosen, you're like, that's not part of what I want to show.
Yeah. And if it is, I'm going to do it in the way I want to do it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to be a slave to, okay, if I post this today as opposed to this, I'm going to get more likes. Let me post this and put my child out there when I don't want to.
Exactly.
I'll do it when I want to do it. And, you know, not because, oh, the algorithm is saying it.
And then I think also the important takeaway that I hope people go with is that you need to understand that social media is curated. You know, people keep saying, don't just put the onus on the creators. As a consumer, look at social media through, like, you're watching a movie.
Right.
Like, you literally need to think. When we watch movies, we don't think that Brad Pitt is an action hero. We know he's acting a part. And a lot of people are curating things. And you have to give people, just put that whole blanket statement that well, most of this is curated. A lot of us aren't, but a lot of people are.
Yeah. And you don't see all the times a potato bread bit cut. Okay, let's take it again. You know, all those things, they don't see it.
Yeah.
They don't see that. They only see the finished product.
Yeah.
And the finished product is going to look like this. We didn't look like this morning.
We didn't look like this morning.
I'll be damned if I pushed it myself early in the morning.
And I just feel like people should free themselves of the spirit of comparison. Like,
yeah.
Just, you know, everyone on social media is really just trying to do the best that they can. Some people have warped values, in my opinion.
Yes.
Some people, you know, that's how they are. So for you to say you have a role model just based on what you see online, you're walking in very dangerous territories.
Role model, another
very dangerous territories.
Day.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, Falale, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So yeah, everything. Now we're going to jump on social media and take pictures.
I know we are. And then we might even use filters. What are we going to do?
I might, you know, reduce the size of my face.
Do you get what I mean? Like, you're having a bloated day, slim it down, love.
Slim it down. If you ain't going to get a BBL, slim it down. Facetune is your friend. Thank you so much. Thanks guys for listening and watching. Remember, you can subscribe and like and follow us on Instagram at Me, Her, and Everything Else Pod and at Stephanie Coca. Bye guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.